Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. FlexTrade and LSEG collaborate. FlexTrade Systems and LSEG have partnered to deliver FlexTrader M's clients access to FXall, LSEG's electronic trading platform for global currency products. Development Bank selects Nugen Software. Oman-based Development Bank, DB, has selected Nugen Software to simplify its banking processes and provide enhanced experiences. Trigger Software partners with Mambu. Software development services provider Trigger Software has partnered with Mambu to launch a neobank engine solution that supports the development of digital neobanks. UK and Switzerland form important financial deal post-Brexit. The UK has agreed to sign a financial services deal with Switzerland to facilitate business between financial firms and high-net-worth individuals. Ncash receives payment aggregator approval from RBI. India-based fintech startup Ncash has gotten regulatory approval from the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to operate as a payment aggregator under the brand name Olympus. MSCI acquires Fabric. MSCI has announced its acquisition of Fabric in order to streamline portfolio construction and customization at scale for the global wealth management industry. Naga merges with trading app Capex. German-based fintech company Naga has recently announced its merger with multi-asset trading platform Capex.com. Unlimited secures €100 million investment from ACP. France-based financing platform Unlimited has announced that it secured a €100 million investment from Absolute Capital Partners, ACP. Origins partners with Tesla. Origins has announced its partnership with Tesla in order to provide affordable monthly payments and credit union financing to EV buyers across the US. OnBay partners with CardCash to launch instant payout marketplace. US-based corporate payouts platform OnBay had announced its recent partnership with CardCash to enable instant payouts on virtual MasterCard. Evita partners with Layer 2 Financial. B2B cross-border payment solution Evita has partnered with Canada-based Boss and payments infrastructure technology provider Layer 2 Financial. MDP launches the MasterCard Carbon Calculator in Egypt. Egypt-based card-issuing platform MDP and MasterCard have launched a carbon calculator in Egypt to let consumers know the environmental impact of their purchases. HMV taps WorldPay from FIS for European expansion. WorldPay from FIS has partnered with music and entertainment retailer HMV to support its European expansion with an enhanced omni-channel strategy developed alongside FreedomPay. Fari joins forces with POS Mission. Fari has announced its cooperation with POS Mission to enhance electronic restaurant management solutions. Payoneer launches new product features for SMB growth. Fintech company empowering SMBs to transact, do business, and grow globally. Payoneer has launched new features to improve the customer experience and help entrepreneurs connect with the global economy. XY Retail introduces its payment virtualization service. US-based XY Retail has announced the launch of its payment virtualization service to enable retailers with flexibility and to expand their payment choices. Quadient partners with Xero. Quadient has announced its partnership with Xero in order to fully automate and streamline accounting processes for SME clients in North America and the UK. MasterCard launches contactless payment solutions in Nigeria. MasterCard has announced the launch of contactless payment solutions in Nigeria, aiming to drive digital payment transformation in the region. PayPal to amend terms and conditions under EU customer rules. Financial technology company PayPal has announced its commitment to modify its terms and conditions in order to fully comply with the European Union's consumer laws. App Omni launches Ask Omni AI-powered assistant. US-based App Omni has launched the AI-based Ask Omni SSPM assistant in a bid to help organizations better manage critical SaaS environments. OneID is fully certified for KYC and AML use cases. OneID has been fully certified for KYC and AML use cases, enabling digital transformation and cost savings over traditional approaches. IOSCO publishes DeFi policy recommendations. IOSCO has stressed that operating as a DAO does not exempt entities from regulatory responsibilities, urging adherence to existing international policies for DeFi. India's EBL to launch world-first biometric metal card. Eastern Bank in India is launching what it claims is the world's first biometric metal card for premium customers. Tabby secures $700 million debt facility and $50 million Series D extension. UAE-based Buy Now, Pay Later player Tabby has secured $700 million in debt financing from JP Morgan and extended its Series D round to $250 million. Walmart brings BNPL payments to self-checkout kiosks with Affirm. Walmart has struck a deal with Affirm to offer Buy Now, Pay Later options at self-checkout kiosks at over 4,500 U.S. stores. Avita joins with Layer 2 Financial for high-value B2B cross-border payments. Layer 2 Financial, a leading BaaS and payments infrastructure technology, is excited to announce a strategic partnership with Avita, a B2B cross-border payment solution specializing in large transactions. Fiat to crypto payment gateway Alchemy Pay joins forces with WorldPay. Alchemy Pay, the pioneering fiat crypto payment gateway, has entered into a strategic partnership with WorldPay, the number one global acquirer, to amplify its payment channels and elevate its payment capabilities. FlexTrade M's to integrate with FXall. FlexTrade Systems, a global leader in multi-asset execution and order management systems, and LSEG, have today announced a partnership to deliver FlexTrader M's clients seamless access to FXall, LSEG's leading electronic trading platform for global currency products. WealthKernel expands into U.S. equities trading. WealthKernel, a wealth tech provider of digital investment solutions, today announces the launch of U.S. equities trading for new and existing clients. Revolut sees bumper revenue growth in 2023. UK fintech giant Revolut is set to make $1.9 billion in revenue this year, nearly double the $1 billion it recorded in the previous 12 months, according to Bloomberg. Artificial intelligence, an emerging tool in fighting payments fraud. The development of new payment systems for consumers has inspired merchants, software vendors, and financial institutions to become more creative in combating fraud. ABN AMRO invests in Set Ventures. ABN AMRO has announced it is investing in Set Fund IV, a fund focused on technology companies that help accelerate the energy transition to a zero-carbon society. nCino, Salesforce to modernize the financial services industry. cloud banking company nCino has expanded its partnership with Salesforce to expedite the delivery of cloud solutions to the financial services industry. Vestwell raises US$125 million for workplace savings programs. U.S.-based fintech engine Vestwell has secured US$125 million in a pre-empted round of funding led by Lightspeed Ventures. Tabby raises US$700 million in debt financing from J.P. Morgan. Saudi Arabia-based Tabby has successfully secured US$700 million in debt financing from J.P. Visa partners with Intermex. Omnichannel money transfer services company International Money Express, Intermex, has partnered with Visa to further improve its solutions. Beyond Money Super App launches in UAE. Beyond Money has launched its Beyond Money Super App in the UAE, aiming to provide clients with optimized financial services and accelerate its regional expansion. Fiat Republic raises €6.4 million in seed extension. UK-based banking as a service, BaaS, platform Fiat Republic has raised €6.4 million in seed extension to bridge the gap between Web3 and traditional banks. EBL to launch world-first biometric metal card. Eastern Bank in Bangladesh is launching what it claims is the world's first biometric metal card for premium customers. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.